What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett. This is episode 83 right here. Episode 83. We live on TikTok and we're pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcasts, Attic, Podchaser, and much more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. It's PaulPickett. Got a few topics here. One music and the rest really sports related. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, check out Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, you're an animal lover, you're a cat lover, and you like t-shirts and hoodies, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And also for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Step into the future, dizzlebrand.com. You see it there with the nice with the lemon. All right. Let me get into some. I didn't get into the NFL scores yet for this week. So let me get into all the scores for last Sunday. We had Dallas, of course, beat New Orleans for the week. Miami beat the Giants. Indianapolis crushed Houston. Detroit got their first win over Minnesota, which we're going to talk about. The Eagles beat the Jets. Arizona beat Chicago. Chargers beat Cincinnati. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta. The Rams beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Washington football team beat the Raiders. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore Ravens. Who saw that one? Who had that game? Only people that had that game were Pittsburgh fans. Like, Pittsburgh fans. Everybody outside of Pittsburgh had Baltimore winning that game. Seattle beat San Fran. Didn't see that coming. Kansas City beat Denver. And New England and Buffalo, which I'm going to get into as well. Before we do, let me get into some NBA games. We had, okay, my bad, that's December 7th. Last night we had Philadelphia beat my Charlotte Hornets by 3 points, though. Like, my Hornets, this is the thing, my Hornets are still young. They're still young. We got LaMelo Ball. Terry Rozier has actually only been a starter for 2 or 3 years in the season. I mean, in his career, you know, he was a backup at first. We got Bridges is young. P.J. Washington's young. A lot of young cats. Let's see. OKC beat Detroit. And Indianapolis Pacers beat the Washington Wizards. Memphis beat Miami. Of course, Miami's shorthanded right now. And Chicago beat Denver. Chicago is just looking real, real good. The Milwaukee Bucks beat Cleveland. Milwaukee Bucks are getting rolling right now. Now that they got all their guys pretty much healthy. The Hawks beat the T-Wolves. Suns beat the Spurs. Golden State beat the Magic. And the Clippers beat Portland. Portland is a mess right now. They got to get on rebuild. They need to decide if they're moving on from Damian Lillard or CJ McCollum or both. I think they got 3 expiring contracts. Let them go. Portland needs to get on a rebuild. The only way Portland's going to get good is if they draft another Clyde Drexler and put some pieces around him. They can't, like, this is the thing, big free agents don't go to Portland. Portland has never, ever had a big free agent signing, ever, in the history of the NBA. Players don't leave their team, not big superstars don't leave their team and go to Portland. they leave Portland and go elsewhere. So Portland, they probably got to get on rebuild. I think they've extended all the shelf life they can out of Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard is technically can't be the number one guy on a championship team. He just can't be, man. I'm sorry. You know, it's not happening. It's just really not happening. It's not. Dame Lillard can't be that guy. Let me talk about the Rockets. Rockets won 6 straight. I mean, it's crazy. Like, the Rockets literally lost 15 straight, and all of a sudden they won 6 straight. Like, this never happened in sports ever, you know. And they're real young. But when you look at the Rockets on paper, I mean, they got a competent NBA team, even though they're young, you know. They really do. And, you know, this is the NBA, man. You can't stay at the bottom forever, but for so long. You know, so big up to the Rockets. And Jalen Green has been hurt for most of this, but they still got a lot. I mean, they still got a couple pieces, you know, like Daniel House and Eric Gordon and whatnot. They still got some veteran pieces coming off the bench. It's just most of their starters are young. Christian Wood, Detroit Pistons made a mistake by letting Christian Wood go. Next topic I want to talk about is Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram seemed to regress. Along with another player, R.J. Barrett, he's regressed. Like, he's supposed to have been. You thought R.J. Barrett would have been taking that step right now, but he hasn't. And Brandon Ingram, with Zion being out, Brandon Ingram should be averaging, like, 27 to 30 points a game. I remember a time in the NBA, every team had a guy that was damn near putting up 25 a game. 25 a game, man, I'm telling you. So Brandon Ingram has regressed. R.J. Barrett has regressed. And this is the thing, like, it's not like Tyler Hero. When Tyler Hero bought it as a rookie, had a not too good second season, and then now he's balling out this year. And it seems that Tyler Hero coming off the bench is even better for him to balling out. Like, when he's a starter, it doesn't seem like he puts up the same numbers. But as a coming off the bench, he's putting up 20 a game, damn near every single night. You know what I'm saying? But Brandon Ingram been in the league long enough where if he starts regressing, that, I mean, because he shouldn't be. I think he's averaging. I know he's averaging less points than last year. I know he is. And with Zion not being there and the team they got, he should be really just putting up crazy numbers, but he's not. R.J. Barrett, as young as he is, he should have been taking that next leap, but he's regressing. Cam Reddish is starting to get better while he's, I don't know, getting a little worse. So, I never really was high on R.J. Barrett like that anyways. I really wasn't. What else we got? We got Lions got their first win. I mean, boy, the Detroit Lions and Detroit sports, I don't know about the Red Wings. They might be, I don't watch hockey, so the Red Wings might be good nowadays. I mean, they used to be good all the time back in the days, but Detroit sports for a while has been pretty pathetic. I mean, the Lions, for my whole lifetime, the Detroit Lions have always been pathetic. They've never really, like, in my whole lifetime, they might have went to the playoffs, like, 2 or 3 times, probably, that I can remember of. Even in the Barry Sanders days, they ain't had no quarterback. They didn't really have no dominant defense. If they had a dominant defense to go along with Barry Sanders, the Detroit Lions would have been, they would have been raw to Barry Sanders era, because that would have been the same thing the Chicago Bears were. You had Walter Payton and a dominant defense, but they never had a dominant defense, and they never had a legit Pro Bowl quarterback with Barry Sanders. And then they bring in Matthew Stafford, and he didn't really have a winning season until he had Megatron. And once Megatron retired, that was that for that winning seasons. But the Lions, man, they were celebrating like they won the Super Bowl last night. Sunday. Like, they were celebrating like they won the Super Bowl. They won the first game of the year, and it was like they won the Super Bowl. Like, I still feel like they were celebrating a little too much. I mean, you still, like, you're going to be, like, 1-15 for the season or whatever it is, you know. You still only, I mean, Lions ain't getting no other wins. And you literally trade out Matthew Stafford for Jared Goff. See, Jared Goff definitely, it goes to show you, wasn't no really legit Super Bowl quarterback, because you trade him out, and the Lions, man, literally only win, like, one game. I mean, Lions at least they won, like, 4 or 5 games last year, maybe 6, just off of Matthew Stafford's comebacks. You know, they usually do, because he's, like, the comeback king, because he never has. Detroit Lions have just been poorly ran my whole life, man. Poorly ran my whole life. The Saints used to be like that, and then they got Drew Brees and Sean Payton, and they've been good to go since. And even with Drew Brees retired, Sean Payton would be good to go. All you got to do is find a quarterback, and he'd be good to go because they got a raw defense. As long as you got good coaching, good GM, you know, you'll typically be good to go. You know, Patriots for the longest. I mean, like, for the longest, the Patriots, when I was a kid, were, like, terrible. They went 1 year to the Super Bowl against the Bears and got demolished. They shouldn't even went that year. And then they were terrible most of the NFL career before that. They were terrible up until the point they got Drew Bledsoe. Then they went to the Super Bowl. They lost. And then Drew Bledsoe gets hurt, and they get Tom Brady. And it's like, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick just do what they do. And now Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick, I mean, that's going to be, like, my next topic of getting into this game with the Bills. I mean, against the Patriots, like, the Patriots had 46 rushes for 222 yards and 3 passes. That's, like, the last time you seen a game, like, that's, you seen games like that when the NFL first started, like, when it was the first invented. Like, just smash mouth football, when dudes didn't even really pass. They just ran the ball. And it's just, I mean, when a team just constantly runs the ball down your throat and they you can't do nothing about it, I mean, I don't know what to say. But 3 passes? Like, the Bills threw the ball 30-something times and they only put up 10 points. And this one team rushes the ball 46 times, 3 passes. Because when you're just running the ball, that's definitely not, like, high-scoring offense. That's not going to be a high-scoring offense when you just run. But when you pass, you should have a higher-scoring offense. You know, maybe the Bills should have ran the ball a lot more, or they wasn't confident they could run the ball a lot more. And Mac Jones, what does it say about Mac Jones, the fact that he said all the right things after the game? Mac Jones, like, if they want to call Mac Jones Baby Brady, Baby Goat, maybe not Baby Goat, but Baby Brady, I'm with that, man. Mac Jones is saying all the right things. Like, you got quarterbacks that would be pissing and moaning that they only threw 3 times and they won the game, you know. But what does it say about Mac Jones? He's a true team player. Alabama and Nick Saban molded him right, you know what I'm saying? They molded him as a winner. Like, football is the ultimate game of sacrifice. It's the ultimate game of sacrifice. You know, it really is. It truly is, you know. Like, one night, wide receivers might have to sacrifice. Another night, running backs might have to sacrifice. You know, offensive lines are making the ultimate sacrifice because they never really carry the ball. They never run the ball. They never get passes. All they do is block. You know, all they do is block. Defense is sacrificing. It's the ultimate game of sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And Mac Jones is the epitome of what a leader is, you know, of the sacrifices you have to make and whatnot. He said all the right things. The Bills are clearly still baby brother. They're baby brother, and New England is big brother. And it's got to suck that this was the Bills' shot, the Bills' chance to just punch New England in the mouth and say, yo, we're running this division now, and you're not. They're like, who run it? Who run it? Who run it? Which gets into my next topic, the Bone versus 3-6 Mafia. Who run it? Who run it? Because New England's still running the AFC East. But Bone versus 3-6 Mafia versus... I need to start talking more about these verses, too. It was an interesting verses. I will say Bone... Both of these groups were big at some point in hip-hop. They were just, like, real big cult followings. Bone had a cult following. I don't know how much of a cult following they have now, excuse me, compared to 3-6 Mafia. I live with a friend that him and all his homeboys, that's all they listen to is 3-6 Mafia at one point. I mean, he literally made his rap name Lil 6, you know, 3-6 Mafia. 3-6, this is the thing about 3-6 Mafia, man. I think Bone made better music to me. I was a bigger Bone fan. I felt like they made better music. But the thing about I gotta get 3-6 more credit than Bone is they created their own sound. They originally owned a sound. Like Bone had a style. They had a style they originated, but they didn't really originate their own sound. They had all these different producers that they worked with. Like 3-6 Mafia produced the music themselves. You know what I'm saying? They produced the music. They created the sound. I'm a big fan of DJ Paul. Of course, this is the Paul Pickett Pat podcast. Why would I not be a fan of DJ Paul? Let me talk a little bit about the incident, like the fight that broke out. Like, from my take, the reason it totally broke out the way that it did is, Busy Bone started to rant about, y'all not going to disrespect me, da-da-da-da-da-da. I think what really crossed the line was Juicy J saying, suck my D-I-C-K. Like, when you say that to a man, like, that's one of the most ultimate disrespects. You know, that's really one of the utmost disrespects. Well, for a straight man, that is, but, yeah, it's just the ultimate disrespect. That right there, that's what caused Busy to throw the bottle. Once he heard that, And you just said that in front of all these people on video? Nah, man, that was it. That was, you know, like, bam. So he threw the bottle, and a little scuffle thing broke out. Busy probably... If he wasn't, you know, one thing leads to another. If he wouldn't have started ranting, then Juicy J wouldn't have did what he did, and Busy wouldn't have did what. But still, it was good for entertainment. It was good entertainment, I'm pretty sure, for the crowd, for the versus thing. I mean, it didn't turn into an all out scuffle, scrap where nobody really got messed up or hurt. So it was definitely good clickbait and whatnot. I didn't really watch the whole verses, but if I had to pick, like, Bone had probably a lot more hit records, but it's the whole catalog. I mean, I don't know, man. 3-6 might be able to take him out, man. Might have took him out. I don't know which way it really leaned. I would have to pick 3-6 just because they originated their sound. They created original sound. Bone just had an original style, the way they rap. And there's a lot of dudes that tongue twisted and stuff like that, you know. They just did it a little bit different, you know, and all the rappers in the group had, you know, they all did that style and whatnot pretty much. But it wasn't like the production itself, the beats itself wasn't a certain sound that they created and they originated like 3-6. 3-6's fan base is probably so much more cult following right now. Like, Bone is just... Artists like Bone come from an era where it's hard to stay relevant, you know? Even his verses, I mean, it's not gonna... They'll get a little bit of... People start going back listening to their stuff again right now, but it'll wear off again. But 3-6 Mafia just got a cult following, man. Diehard cult following. Really, really. And mainly through the South and whatnot, which I'm in North Carolina, which is the South. But mainly through the South. But there's people in the Midwest probably that just cult following over 3-6 Mafia's movie. Music, maybe. I mean, it probably got some cult following fans everywhere, to be honest with you. And they've been more relevant of lately. You know, Juicy J, DJ Paws. They just stayed more relevant, you know what I'm saying, through the years. And 3-6 Mafia has been out for a long time. A long time. They were out, I mean, you know, actually, I want to say they were a whole other group named before, like Tear the Club Up Thugs or something like that. You know, but I would say, like, I'd have to get it as a 3-6, man. Only because Bone hasn't been so relevant of lately. Eazy-E passing away probably did change the projection of where they were going to go. I mean, they did some big records with some big people, you know. But I'm going 3-6. And even scrap wise, I'm going 3-6. Like, you know, all day, every day. Let me see if I got any more topics. And I really don't got any more topics. Couple of teams I could talk about. Detroit Pistons look like they're going to be picking number one again. But Kate Cunningham looks like he's decent. Orlando Magic, they got to figure something out. They need, like, Orlando Magic ain't had a real superstar since Dwight Howard left, I want to say. Orlando Magic ain't had a real superstar since Dwight Howard left. Pistons ain't had a real superstar in a while. Hopefully Kane Cunningham will get him there. Toronto Raptors, they going to be good to go. They got Scotty Barnes, a couple young pieces still. Pelicans, I mean, yeah, Brandon Ingram too, man. I'm thinking Brandon Ingram, it's about time for the Pelicans to move on from Brandon Ingram. It's trade time. Trade him to somebody that wants him or a contender, you know. Trade him to the Kings or the Trailblazers or... the Spurs, I mean, I don't know, whoever, whatever taker. I don't know if there's any, maybe Memphis would want him, the Jazz, I don't know. Maybe there's a contender out there that would like Brandon Ingram. But it's time for the Pelicans to move on from Brandon Ingram. Oklahoma City Thunder, they still rebuild. Houston Rockets rebuild. San Antonio Spurs, it's time for a rebuild. I don't know if Popovich is going to be with it, but it's time for a rebuild. I mean, almost down to the bottom. Kings got to make some moves. It's time to move on from De'Aaron Fox. He's another one. He's regressed. De'Aaron Fox has regressed. And there's no other superstar on that team for him to have regressed. They got Tyrese Haliburton and the other guard they drafted, Davion Mitchell. They could actually start both of those guys, and they're both young. First year and second year player. De'Aaron Fox is probably in his. He came in with Lonzo Ball, so he's in like his sixth year, I want to say now. Lonzo Ball is over there shining in Chicago, winning games, and De'Aaron Fox. That's the thing. He hasn't translated into winning yet. Lonzo Ball has shown he could translate into wins. Or he could, yeah, he could be a starting point guard. Lonzo Ball is a starting point guard for a team that's right now number two in the East. That says a lot. De'Aaron Fox is the starting point guard for a team that's number 11 in the West. And even if it was in the East, it wouldn't make no difference. De'Aaron Fox, maybe De'Aaron Fox to Orlando, I don't know. New York, De'Aaron Fox to New York, that might be a good look. I just know it's probably time for Sacramento to move on from De'Aaron Fox. And that's it. This is episode 83. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. If you're watching live on TikTok, please hit the follow, and I will follow back. If you're on Facebook, hit that like. If you're on YouTube, hit that click now subscribe button in the right-hand corner. If you're on Instagram TV, hit that follow. And the audio versions, of course, goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podcasts, Addict, Podchaser, and much more. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, and you like t-shirts and hoodies, then check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We got all different kinds of t-shirts with dogs on them, all types of t-shirts with cats on them. And the top of the year, we're going to have new cats and dog designs coming once a month. Also, for Shizzle, I got a shout-out, DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Check it out. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. DizzleBrand.com. Check out the website. Got a bunch of recipes on there. You can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.